Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is this the face of a man you can trust?
Why won't you just show us the emails?
Yeah, show us the emails. What are you hiding?
It's my own private server.
Drunk at work? Maybe. Keith Murphy. Embarrassing. Creepy. Cannot be trusted.
I'm John Sears, and I approve this message.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off. With Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
That was kind of mean.
You started it, I'll end it.
Hot topic, 515-282-9010. That's the number you can call. We have a line open right now. The Hawkeye fade continues. Three straight losses. Four out of five. Can Iowa steer out of this skid? 282-9010. And the Cyclones put it all together in the second half against K-State. A reminder how good ISU can be, especially at home. It's 515-282-9010. Monday night, a small group of Dallas Center Grimes students briefly chanted the name of a presidential candidate at Perry Players. The candidate is Donald Trump, the target of students largely Latino. In today's emotionally charged political climate, we did not need Miss Cleo to tell us what would happen next. From most everyone saw it from his or her already confirmed viewpoint. Donald Trump wants to build a wall to keep illegal immigrants from coming to America, but that doesn't make Trump's name a racial slur. It does mean his name, along with USA, can be chanted as a way of implying you don't belong here. No one should assume they know my or anyone's political ideology because I take offense at fans taunting legal United States citizens with suggestions of deportation. Those kids playing are proudly representing their hometown and school. Nor should anyone paint Dallas Center Grimes or any of the other reported schools with a broad brush. Many of us, as teenagers, said and did dumb things. And often we did not contemplate or even understand the wider-reaching implications. We just followed the herd. We thought we were funnier and smarter than we actually were. It's called immature, among other things. But mixed in with all the agendas, we saw Iowa kids and Iowa towns at their best. Kevin Lopez, the Perry student leader who spoke out because he was tired of being told he doesn't belong. And the Dallas Center Grimes student council reps who quickly arranged a meeting with Perry students to better understand what had happened and how it felt. Students from DCG, Greene County, Lincoln, and Ankeny showed up Thursday to support the Perry players. That did not end racism, which is usually learned at home, not school. But dialogue is never a bad thing. Peers often make the best teachers. The story went national, as we knew it would. Anything with Trump attached leads to page views. I heard from people who say we reported too much, and from those who say not enough, from those who say the story is a sign of a world gone soft, and those who say it's a sign closet racists now feel comfortable coming out. I see it ultimately as a good thing. Discourse leads to better understanding. We are a nation of immigrants. So unless you look like this or this, you're the son or daughter of immigrants. We should probably all keep that in mind. John?
Well said, Keith. I think the Iowa basketball team is playing like everyone expected them to before the season started. And that's a bad thing. Reason being, there were no expectations for this team. Iowa was picked 9th and considered a bubble team. Of course, that was before they started the Big Ten, 10-1. But now they've lost 4 of 5, and they look lost, lethargic, no emotion, and almost scared to try and make the big play. A go-to excuse for many Hawkeye fans is, well, we weren't supposed to be this good anyway, so it's no big deal. We're overachieving. That, to me, is a loser mentality. Opportunities like this don't come around very often for Iowa basketball. This team has proven they can play like a top 10 team. Fans should want that. It's okay to be mad when the team chokes away 2 second-half leads in 2 winnable games. Just 1 month ago, Jared Uthoff was a National Player of the Year candidate. Now Uthoff looks tentative and unsure, even though his skill set is superior to almost anyone across from him. Fran McCaffrey was once considered the front-runner for National Coach of the Year. Not anymore. Iowa has no identity in crunch time and seems to lack toughness in critical situations. There is no next year for Iowa. This is it. Don't believe me? Just look at the roster. The Hawkeyes can still make a run in March. And to be honest, I won't be shocked if they do.
Let's get it going. Calls Anthony in Des Moines. Anthony, welcome to Sound Off. What do you think about Iowa's NCAA tournament hopes here? They're going to be in the tournament, but what do you think about where you expect them to be and how long they'll be there? I'm not hearing Anthony. Are you, John?
I'm
can hear his
him,
voice,
yeah.
But I don't know that it's going over the air. Old Spice, can you tell me if that's going over the air? It is not going over the air. There is some kind of problem there. I can hear him barely coming out of something, but it's not going over the air. So let's try to fix that. But right now, let's go to Twins, formerly known as Lookalikes. That's with a local connection. Old Spice will judge this, and we'll get to your live phone calls as soon as we work out that bug. Dave in Des Moines says, how about Bob Huggins and the actor Steven Seagal? Old Spice, are these two twins? No, they're not twins. Will Lynch says, international television superstar Chris Hassel. Looks like the lead guitarist for Guster, Adam. What is Guster?
Like the pizza company? Gusto.
No, that's Gusto. That's Gusto. This is Guster. I don't know. Are these guys twins?
They kind of look alike.
In that photo, they do.
If you're someone who likes the idea of gender-neutral bathrooms, prepare to be offended.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Shane writes, has a team ever gone from the top 10 to not ranked in 1 week? I guess we'll find out.
Ooh. Justin writes, I officially hate this team.
Jeez.
They have lost all basketball IQ and are terrible to end games. Bring on the Cubs.
Man, easy, easy. Bathroom humor or outrage? Straight ahead.
It's What's Bugging Andy.
Guys, this week was full of headlines. Perry High School, Hawkeye basketball, Jameel McKay. It was so full that there was one big story that just got completely lost in the shuffle and didn't get much press. The gender-neutral bathrooms at Roosevelt High School. I am appalled at this idea. This stuff has officially gone too far. Our pursuit of political correctness has now entered the one area of our lives that it has no business entering. The bathroom, the john, the loo, the lavatory, the gentleman's lounge. And I'll tell you why. You realize what gender neutral bathrooms mean, don't you? They mean more fights over whether the seat belongs up or down. I mean, since the advent of indoor plumbing, that fight has been confined to the home only. And now you're telling me it's gonna follow us to school, to work, to everywhere? Now, men have caused a lot of problems in the world, I'll admit. But this is one that we had solved long ago in our public restrooms with a man-wide agreement that cut right to the quick of common sense. It reads, you want the seat up, you put it up. You want it down, you put it down. Not since the writ of habeas corpus has justice been more rightly served and agreed upon, up or down. It's your choice and your obligation. I mean, from the ancient kings of Egypt to the modern British monarchy, this is the one throne we have never fought over. Not with each other, but with our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, and our wives. This ridiculous conflict has never reached a resolution. Our only solace was that it was confined to the home. And now that's in danger. Think of it. There is such little appeal to a public restroom. The sounds, the smells, the guy who wants to start a conversation at the next urinal. But there was always the peace and tranquility guaranteed by the great toilet seat agreement. And now that too appears headed down the crapper. What is this world coming to? I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Last week we had best sports movies. This week, worst. Mm.
Hey,
Sound
Eddie.
Off. Who's in your five?
What was that?
Next. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Tony writes, they peaked early on a backloaded schedule. They have run out of Rutgers, Illinois, and Minnesota's to hide the fact they have no bench. Iowa and Iowa State have the same issues, and I have believed all year they are on the same level.
John writes, I can't even get mad watching them try and close out games anymore. It's to a point where it's pure comedy. I think the next time Iowa has a game that is close late, I'm going to mute the TV and play Yakety Sax.
Who's in your five worst sports movies that I've seen? Number five, Rocky V, Rocky versus Tommy Gunn in the street fight. Number four, the Bad News Bears go to Japan and nearly make us forget how great the first movie was. Number three, Juana Man. Do you want to leave the movie theater? Number two, Ed, the third base playing chimp. John, why did I see a movie based on a chimpanzee playing third base in the minor leagues?
I'm glad I didn't.
And number one, Caddyshack 2, soiling the memory of its predecessor anytime it's shown.
That was a weird movie.
Oh, it was just absolutely terrible. Mm. All right, let's get back to some live calls here. Let's give it a shot with Anthony in Des Moines. Anthony, welcome to Sound Off.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this evening?
Good. What do you think about the Hawks? Are you worried?
Well, actually, I kind of am. But the thing is, you know, you guys said earlier on your show, Fran McCaffrey had a golden opportunity to get the team that has never done in the last 37 years under three coaches, Tom Davis to Steve Alford.
Now, Big Ten title.
Right. Now, what's the chances are for them coming in here to Des Moines in the coming March? Can they still win the Big Ten tournament? That's all I have to say, and all I got to listen. Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, man, it's an uphill battle right now to win the Big Ten tournament because I think Michigan State is playing the best, maybe better than anyone in the country. So I think Michigan State's the favorite in the Big Ten. But the NCAA tournament, as we know, is all about matchups. Iowa can still make a run. I still think they're a good team, but they got to get Jared Utoff and Peter Jok more involved in the game. Those guys need to take the bulk of the shots, get them going, and let the other guys follow behind them.
A little bit of a deer in the headlights look to the Hawkeye players right now,
past
too.
Past couple games, yeah.
Jerry in Marshalltown, Hawkeye basketball, what's your take on this, Jerry?
I just have one question. When Iowa is up on defense, why does Woodbury go out, clear out on top of the circle? That's where he's picking up some of his dumb fouls. And at 7'1", he should be back protecting the basket. And he hasn't hardly blocked any shots all year.
Thanks, Jerry. He had the big rebounding game the other night. John, a sign that things aren't going well is when you start questioning the coaches' substitutions, timeouts. I questioned the other day. You just heard a caller ask about why Woodbury's playing out that far.
And I think a lot of people are questioning, too, the zone defense that they tend to play a lot because teams seem to get wide-open threes against Iowa. I'd like to see more man-to-man pressure on the ball like this. You know, they're getting wide-open threes. Get out of that zone. You know, get out of that. That gives wide-open threes to all these opponents they play.
William is in Des Moines with some basketball thoughts. William, what do you think?
This is William Small, one of the assistant coaches for the Iowa State team, and I'm picking us to win tomorrow night, 84-76. TJ, I got cheated some chicks. Cheetah deserves some chicks with me.
Good luck to the Cyclones tomorrow night. 6 o'clock game, John?
Early game, 6 yeah. o'clock, which makes it kind of cool because then I think they're going to have the senior night celebrations after the game.
George Niang, 4 years, going to leave as the third or second leading scorer in Cyclone history. And, yes, the seniors, Nader, McKay, and Niang, who will be the crowd favorite in, yeah. after the 4 years. And such a likable guy, as Michael pointed out in the story we saw in the newscast. They're going to speak to the crowd afterwards.
Yeah, that'll be a fun moment tomorrow night. And it's one of those things where you hope that they get the win, too, because there's nothing that you hate more than having the senior day celebration after a loss, because that puts a downer on it.
Ooh.
But I have no doubt they're going to beat Oklahoma State tomorrow night.
Happy birthday, Hayden Fry, and more face-off thoughts when Sound Off returns. You can always email the show. It's soundoff@whotv.com. You remember that old-fashioned thing, email, John?
I don't remember that thing.
As a Cubs fan, I never thought I'd say this, but considering how the Iowa football season ended and how the basketball season is ending, I can't wait for baseball. Shane from Marshalltown. Wow.
Baseball season.
Man.
Time for face-off. According to Reddit, the most hated college football team in our state is Iowa State. What does that mean?
Two things. One, there are far more Hawkeye fans in Iowa than Cyclone fans. And two, many of those Hawk fans consider ISU more of a rival than they admit.
Speaking of Hawkeyes and Cyclones living together, former Hawkeye Brett Bielema hires former Cyclone Paul Rhodes.
Smart hire by Bielema, don't you think?
I do.
And good for Rhodes. I don't care how many millions Iowa State owes Rhodes. He loves coaching football, and now he can mostly just concentrate on the teaching part.
The millions aren't bad either.
Those aren't bad either.
Happy birthday to Hayden Fry. Murph, can you believe he's 87?
No, that number
87.
Seems too high. And a reminder, whatever Iowa wants to do to honor Fry, now would be a good time.
Never know how much longer we'll have the legend around.
Right.
Fran McCaffrey is taking a beating for what critics call another late season swoon, but that's not completely fair.
It's not. Iowa finished with 6 straight wins last season, but as any meteorologist can tell you, people remember the misses more than the hits. They're thinking about 2014's collapse. And I mean the Hawkeyes, not the meteorologists. Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone went 40 years between Oscar nominations. He was favored to win for his 7th portrayal of Rocky Balboa, but Mark Rylance upset Stallone. What do you think Rocky would say?
Maybe I can't win. Maybe the only thing I can do is just take everything he's got.
You didn't win.
To beat me, he's going to have to kill me. And to kill me, he's going to have the heart to stand in front of me. And to do that, he's got to be willing to die himself. And I don't know if he's ready to do that.
Again, you already lost.
Go for it.
Over under, overrated, Michael Admire, wrestler.
What in the world is this?
What's underrated, John?
Apparently me as a... Is that a porn star basketball player?
What?
I don't know.
What are you doing? You look like a...
Where did this picture come from?
You look like a Larry Bird wannabe in this picture. My gosh.
Look at the hair, too. Man, I'm just rocking it. Just rocking it. I think I got a little inner tube around the gut, too. Doesn't
that
it look
is
like,
not yeah. a good... That is not a good Man. Look. Wow, that's not a good look. All right, 60-second sound off. Let's get it going with Dodger Denny in Fort Dodge. Dodger Denny, senior night for the Cyclones. Are you convinced that Iowa State is back on track with that strong second half against K-State?
Hi, guys. Yes, they are. They're on the right track now. Tomorrow night, it's going to be emotional, but we're going to beat K-State. And I want to say go Cyclones.
You just said it.
They should win tomorrow night. I think they will by double digits.
Dodger Denny, are you concerned about Iowa State away from Hilton Coliseum? I know you have confidence the Cyclones win this by double digits tomorrow. Did you see enough in that second half to think that everybody's on the same page now?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, thanks. So.
They all work together. They all work together. It was an exciting game. You can't see anything else, but it was awesome.
Yeah, it was an ugly first half, but yeah. the second half, and Jameel McKay fully engaged like that, John, that's a different look. That's a different guy.
And the thing with Iowa State is they can score. They're going to have no trouble scoring in the tournament. It's about getting stops.
All right, what have we learned about the Oscars here for those who...
Leo is your winner for The Revenant.
DiCaprio. He was a lock for that, right?
I think it was a lock, yeah.
I mean, anybody who crawls inside of a horse deserves some kind of award.
That sounds odd.
I did.
That sounds odd saying
that. Yeah, that's
crawls
what happened.
Inside of a horse.
Yes. You haven't seen The Revenant.
This is a family show, Keith.
Yeah, no, it's to stay warm. It's to stay warm.
Oh, sure.
Have you seen Star Wars? Remember when they,
crawl inside a horse, too?
No. What's that thing? To stay warm.
Tauntaun. Yeah. We're getting Tauntaun in our ear yelled at us. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Didn't Luke have to get inside the Tauntaun? Is that right?
The show's gone off the wheels already.
No. It's all clean fun. Look at that.
Okay, Michael kind of looks like a wrestler.
He really
does.
He looks like Emilio Estevez in the Breakfast Club.
Fight. He's karate chopping. That's not wrestling, though, is it? He's ready to karate chop somebody.
You look like Larry Bird suiting up for the first time after never playing basketball. Hey, that'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound off. Send off an ode to Gary Dolphin from one of our favorites.
Yes, this is Gary Dolphin, voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. It's about 3:15 a.m., and I'm just lying here on the floor of Carver Hawkeye Arena, trying to come to grips with what the hell has happened to our beloved Hucks. So I'm grabbing a handle or two of Hawkeye vodka and going on a 2 or 3 day bender here. So if you do need a guest to fill the time slot there and replace old Dolph, I wouldn't bother reaching out and trying to find Jared Utoff, because he hasn't been heard from in a damn fortnight. Goodbye.